Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, get a local seed. I get a local stand. Oh God, we lift you up. We lift you up, God. We will not be modest. But we're going to give you all the salutations because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Oh, Baba, share the local sana. We're going to glorify your God. He called it in the local sana. Oh, God, we're not going to worry about who here and who not. We're not going to worry about what they wearing and who here in local sana. Oh, God, but we're going to bless you. We're going to bless you with the very fruit of our lips. We're going to bless you with the clapping of our hands. We're going to bless you in a dance. We're going to give you our best on today because that's what you did. You gave us your best. You gave us your best, God. You gave us your life that we may be able to have life. So we're going to exhort you. You say that if we lift you up, you'll draw us closer. So draw us just a little bit closer on today, God. We don't want to be far from you, but we want to be near unto your God. Nigh unto your God. Hallelujah. 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 Because you are worthy, God. You are worthy of it all, God. You are worthy of any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you, God, is the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is none other that is like you in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind. And we want to exalt you on today, God. We want to exalt you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Lord, our God, our King, our everything. You are Lord. You are Lord. We're not going to allow any situation to be exalted higher than you. We're not going to allow our thoughts to be exalted higher than you. We're not going to allow that challenge to be exalted higher than you. We're not going to allow this sickness to be exalted higher than you. But we are going to exalt you, God, because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Nobody can compare, and nobody is equal. You, God, you, God, you, God, you are the reason for it all. We cannot breathe without you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is you, God. We cannot live without you. You are our very being, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we want to bless you, God. You say into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, Lord. So that's just what we're going to do. We're going to do it on today, God. We're going to magnify you, Lord, because you are worthy. Hallelujah. We tell you just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you because we don't tell you enough, Lord. We are too modest. We are too complacent. We're going to sound the alarm of love to you today, God. We love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, there's nobody that can stand before you. Nobody, Father God, that has the power that you have. It is you, Lord. Hiya, mama, so we're going to exalt you. We're going to exalt you and magnify you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to outpour our love on today, God. We're going to outpour our love on today, Father God, and giving you our appreciation and our gratitude for everything that you have done, the good as well as the bad. Because even though you know, Lord, what is best for us. So we're going to bless you, God. We're going to bless you and let you know, Father God, that you are any and everything unto us. Oh, mama, need a loco she, I get a lobash, and a loco see, I get a loco shanne. Oh, mama, need a loco see, I get a loco shanne, and a cassia. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here on today. Touch the ones that's on the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the ones that desire to come and can't. Touch the the ones that need to come, Father God, and won't. Touch the ones, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch them all, God. Touch all of us, your people, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may have a zeal for you, God. That we may have a yearning for you, Lord. That we may have a thirst for you, God. Touch your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we won't be set in our own ways. That we won't be walking in our own will. That we won't be help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And sever any and everything out of our hearts that's not like you. That we may be able to govern in all of you. That we may be able to govern over our speech. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be walking around in self-righteousness, seeking and believing that we got it together when we don't. Help us on today and remove that pride and that haughtiness and that daintiness on today. That we may submit ourselves under your mighty hand, and then we can submit ourselves unto one another as servants. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to come together collectively and understand, Father God, the purpose of our destinies in you. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to uproot any and everything out of our hearts, God, that may easily be senses or put hindrances and stuff in blocks, God, that we may not be able to get to the purpose where you have already designed. I'm asking you to emphasize your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be more succumbed unto you, Father God, instead of being succumbed to the cares of this world and this life. I'm asking you to tear down any and every wall and any and every barrier, Father God, that has caused us, Father God, to be uncontrolled and unconfiant. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and clarity in that thing, Father God, that we cannot figure out. Oh God, because you are the one to regulate the mind. I'm asking you to help us as your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can be complete and whole inside of you, God. Because without you, we are absolutely nothing. We could be nothing. And we can do nothing, Father God. So we need you on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to go down each and every last one of these pews and encamp your angels in here, God. East, west, north, and south, from the root to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. I'm asking you to help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they be all co-shut in it like I see. That your people will learn to be more mild-mannered, God. Help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to outpour these seeds and all the clutter that's inside of the hearts, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, to even declutter our minds, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not go in or be in a place of deranged spirit. Help us on today, God. Complete the work that you've begun down in the inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may know that they have a purpose and you have a plan. Now, oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today. Do it on today, Father God, because we need your help. We need you to help us in any and every area of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we do not even know what direction to go in. We need you to help us in any and every area of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that we won't go in the wrong direction. We need you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not in just directing us, but simply correcting us, Father God, that we would not lead to our own understanding of thinking or believing that our ways are right when they are wrong. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. I'm asking you to help us to shake up all them old ties and them soul ties. Declutter us on today. Uproot these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we're planted down in the inside of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're holding on to it, and yet it is causing us, Father God, to be in a place of stillness in our own will. Help us on today, God. Break the chains and the shackles off of the minds of your people. Loose the bands and the bars and chains, Father God, that we're dragging and carrying along. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove the hardness of the heart and give us a heart of flesh, Father God, that any and everything that you speak or say, God, it'll assimilate some things. It'll change some things and simply rearrange some things. I'm asking you to uproot that grudging spirit on today, Father God, and even that opinionistic spirit. Remove any jealousy, enviousness, backbiting, tail-bearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head. Remove that judgmental spirit and that opinionistic spirit, Father God, because we always think in a certain type of way because we see a thing or hear a thing. And it causes us to judge, Father God, idiocosia. It causes us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to conjure up our own notions. So I'm asking you to help us out today, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, and fulfill your spirit in the inside of each and every last one of us, Lord. But you said, Lord, that you would not dwell in the unclean temple, so cleanse out our temple today. Cleanse it out, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we want you to dwell inside of us, Lord. We welcome you in our hearts. We welcome you in our minds, our bodies, our souls, our situations, and our concerns, Father. We welcome you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that be oko shabde de loko siya, yere loko siya. Because there's so much stuff, Father God, that's overtaking us, Lord, and we do not even know what to do next. So I'm asking you to help us, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be the oko shabde de loko siya. That we will make the right sound decisions, Father God. The proper decisions, Father God. Doing the proper thing as we are positioned in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. I'm asking you to give us all the absolutions and forgiveness on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because it's some things that has been done to us, Lord. It's some things that's been said about us, God. It's some people who came up against us, Father God, for absolutely no reason at all. It's some Tioko Shaknit and like I see you, you're a local see. I'm asking you to give us a heart of forgiveness on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not limit your healing. Help us on today, Father God, that we may be completely and totally healed within our mind, God. We will be healed from that thought, from that thing that that person said. We will be healed from that thought, from that thing that that person did. We will be healed from that thought, from that thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we had the experience to go through, even in the violating of it all. Help us on today, Father God. Help us right now, Father God, because we need you like we never ever needed you before. Because there's so many downgraded stuff, Father God, inside of us, Lord, that we have upgraded, Lord, and we have caused it to consume us, Lord. Help us on today that we will not be in a place of consumption, Lord. But we want to be free. We want to be whole. We don't want to be destitute and desolate, God. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be to instill the fruits of your spirit, instill your beatitudes, instill your love, instill your forgiveness. Because if you don't do it, Father God, it's going to be kind of hard for us to do it. We come into you on today and we confess it, Father God, that we need your help in any and every area of our lives, Lord. We always want to point the finger and play the blame game. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may heal. Let the healing take place in the families on today, God. Remove any division and any oko sadness that I can see. Let the healing take place, Father God, in the marriages. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shed a loco see. I get a loco shot now. Let the healing take place, Father God, even in our thoughts and our mind. Oh, ba-ba-ba, shed a loco shot in it like I see. Let the healing take place, Father God, even in our hearts, God. Oh, mama, in it like I see. I get a loco shot now. Let the healing take place, Father God, in that person or that Tony loco see that betrayed us, Lord. Let the healing take place, Father God, even in the rejection. Let the healing take place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He loco shot in it like I see. And uproot them old ties and them soul ties, God. Those seeds that's got us entangled and ensnared. Let the healing take place on today, Father God. Into me, Akashatne, and Akashia. Let your glory train me, Akashatne, and Akashia. Oh, God, he called it, and he loco shatne, and Akashia. Hiya, ba-ba-ba-ba, Hashatne, and Akashia. Those deep-seated hurts. Let the healing take place, God. Oh God. Oh mama ni akashane la kasia. Oh baba ba shane la kasia. That we won't be so grudging against one another. That we won't keep holding on to these things, Father God, that we have no control over. That we cannot change. Let your healing take place, Father God, in that thing of that person that we lost. Oh God, and in your kosia. Let the healing take place, Father God, from the death of the Yokosia, the death of the loved one. Let the healing take place, Father God. Heal your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they would not even have any regrets. Heal them from unforgiveness, even of their own self. Let the healing take place on today, God. Oh, Baba Mandelokosia. And the only way that it could take place is maybe I can shut it up, Baba Shadow Locosia. We're gonna lay it down at your feet. We're gonna give it all to you right now, God. Because we don't want that thing, Father God, that is not here to hinder us, Father God, from walking in our divine destinies, from the purpose that you are already predestined. Help us to be healed on today, Father God. From that baby Akashana, from that thief that tried to steal, kill, and destroy us. Help us to be healed, Father God. Oh, Baba Baba, shut it, Oko Shandela Akasia. How you know what Hashana? How you know Baba Hashandela Akasia? How you know Baba Hashandela Akasia? And remove the scales of our eyes that we could clearly see. Uncle God, ear gates that we could clearly hear. Let the healing take place, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we won't be busy Akashande. That we won't walk around with animosity. That we won't be Akashande Lokosia. Let the healing take place, God. Oh, Bashere for Bashere Lokosia. Oh, God, I'm standing in the gap for your people. I'm standing in the gap for your people, God. Any and everybody that you have allowed to cross my path. Any and everybody that I don't even know if you got me praying for, standing in the gap for. Any and everybody, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you put in my path. I'm standing in the gap for us all, Father. Because we need your healing on today. We need you to heal us in areas and ways, Father God, that we cannot even imagine is not healed. Help us on today, Father God. Oh, Baba, oh, God. I'm standing in the gap right now. Oh, Baba, Baba, share it, Uncle C. Hiya, Baba, share. I'm standing in the gap right now, God. Because it's a deep-seated hurt, God. It's a deep-seated pain. Healing in the body, Father. I'll be a God, Baba, share it. Because I know that you are able. I know that you can regulate any Uncle C. I know, God, that you are capable. Your arms are not slack, and neither are they short. Heal today, God. Restore the Uncle C. Oh, Lord, you know about Shere Loko Si. Oh, God, be a God, Shandere Laka Si. Tashito So Mande No Ho Ha. The man, God, who regulate the minds and the thoughts, Father God, will be in a place of balance. I, you know about Shere Loko Si. The heart, Lord, let the heart beat the correct palpitations, Father God, that be your consignment and I can see, I get a look, I see. Put a calmness in your people, Lord. Let your body be your consignment and I can see. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh God, he called that it don't see. Let your people stand on your word, God, because you are our friend, God. You go to your go see. Let them not waver in doubt no more. Oh God, give them some stability and some foundation under their feet, Father God. That he don't go see. Oh, you know, Mama, shed, oh. That they will be so easily. Put truth down in the very bowels of their belly that they would not ever lie, God. Put calls of fire on our tongues, Father God, that it burn up any and everything that's not like you, Father God, that only on your own see, on your own own see. Oh God. Oh, Baba, share the local seed. Oh, God, we trust you. I trust you. I trust you with me. Oh, Mama, I need a local seed. Because you are a friend of you, the local seed. Oh God, we want to thank you right now. Oh Jesus, breathe on your people today, Father. And give us a fresh breath, Father God, that your people will continue to press on, God. Help us, Lord.
All our souls.
Help us today, Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Jesus. Help us, Lord. Oh, my mama need a local seed to heal from that person that tried to tarnish our name or tarnish our reputation. Lord, help us, Lord. Oh, Mama, I need a local seed. Help us, Lord, to be whole and complete in you. I need a local seed. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's so many things. So many experiences and situations and concerns that trouble us. It's so many conversations and discussions and opinions and thoughts that has been said or even done to us all. Thank you, Jesus. In some form or some fashion, we as people have not yet completely and totally allow healing to take place in our lives. Because we can't get over a thing, or we can't get past a thing, or a thing causes us to go into a place of regret or degradation or segregation. He called it at any local city. It's some words that has been said and some situations and all kind of stuff that has taken place inside of our lives that has hindered us from simply being free from it. We get so distracted by it in our thoughts. We get so distracted by it when we come in contact or communication with a certain individual. We get so distracted that we cannot even focus or concentrate on the things that the Lord is trying to help us to heal, to help us to get delivered, to help us to be free from. He wants us to be healed in totality and not just partiality. And when I say that, we may think and believe that we got past this thing or we got over that thing, and then something else will be said or something else will be done or somebody else will come along and do the exact same thing that somebody else did that hurted you. And we really think that we got over it, or we really think that we can handle it, or this or that. We got all kind of mixed emotions going on. And in actuality, we're not healed. We're not healed. The Bible declares that Jesus came and by his stripes we are healed. So every time they beat him with not just a whip, which y'all don't understand. It has something like spikes at the end of that whip. So every time that whip went across his back, it tore his flesh wide open. Every stripe, we are healed. So that means it's going to be some experiences or some situations or some things that is said or done to you that's going to tear your skin, your heart, your mind wide open. But by his stripes, we are healed. So yes, we can be healed by that experience that caused us to have sexual perverted thoughts. We can be healed by that experience, by that person that lied to us or perverted the word of God. We can be healed by that thing that has caused us to think and believe that not only our parents rejected us, or that everybody else that we come in contact with has rejected us. We can be healed by our families that we thought deprived us or exiled us. We can be healed by aches and pains in the inside of our bodies from diseases, viruses, sicknesses, illness. We can be healed from mental disorder. We can be healed, y'all. We can. We deny our healing. How do we deny our healing? Because of the lust of our flesh that we allow ourselves to succumb to. The name of the sermon today is Healing Purpose is Our Destiny. What an exclamation point on the end. It's our destiny to be healed. Healing purpose is our destiny. It's our destiny to be healed, but we don't understand that the healing can take place because we won't allow the healing. We won't allow the healing because we keep on holding on to what they said, what they did, how they acted, how they lied, how they tried to turn people against me, how they betrayed me, how they wasn't loyal, how they cheated on me, how they rejected me. That we can't be healed because we keep holding on to all the stuff that keeps us sick, unhealthy. How can we be healed and we keep holding on to the same stuff? How can we be healed when we do not allow the stripes that Jesus bore for us to heal us? How? Because we close ourselves to him. Not only do we close ourselves to God, we close ourselves to any and everybody else too. In the midst, we may pray and say, oh Lord, I want you to heal me from that hurt that I received from such and such and such and such, because so many people rejected me, God. So many people don't love me. So many people did this to me and did that. And he'll put somebody inside of your life to try to pull you and let you know that you are not rejected, to let you know that you are worthy, to let you know that you are loved. Because in rejection, we feel like we are not being loved. So when we get these things, we do not even allow ourselves to receive them because we can't accept them, because we don't recognize it. We go into a place of fear when it is given to us. What is that fear in our mind? So we got to be healed in our mind. What is that fear in our mind? Because they're going to do us the same way. Or it causes us to go into a place of fear where we shut down, or we sabotage, or we degrade or segregate ourselves, or we put ourselves in a place where we think and believe that they they are rejecting us. So any and everything that they say, any and everything that they do, any and every way that they act, we try to compare it to what we have already experienced that has caused us to be sick, that has caused us to be unhealthy, that has caused us to be mentally disturbed, that we cannot even recognize it. Healing purpose is our destiny. God wanted us to be healed from it all. That's why he sent his son Jesus. He don't want us to be in these places where we are. We ain't got to be depressed. We can be healed from depression because the joy of the Lord is our strength. He's going to strengthen me not to be depressed, not to be sad, or not to think this can't happen because it ain't happen. I got joy in the expectation of it. So my joy is going to give me the strength to wait. So I ain't got to go to that depressed state or that sad state. I hope y'all understanding me on today. We can be healed from any and everything, thinking and believing that we ain't this when God said that you are. We can't accept these things. We don't accept these things. And then when we think or believe that we have accepted them, or we think or believe that we are walking in that truth, we try to do it or change on our own when we cannot even do it on our own, because the Bible declares that we can. We need God in any and every area of our lives, in any and every way. I would not give a rest till what it is, what and how it is. We need to acknowledge him, because he will help us. And let me give you guys an example. So in the midst of me traveling on this week, and so I had stopped to get some gas, and in the midst of me stopping to get some gas when I came back out, it was raining. Okay? So in the midst of it raining, me and my grandgirls, we was standing there looking at the rain. And so in the midst of us looking at the rain, we was just thinking, and I was thinking like, oh man, I don't want to walk out here in this rain like that. And so in the midst of me not wanting to walk out there in that rain, I took my glasses off because I didn't want my glasses to get wet, because it was kind of, you know, it was sprinkling, but it was coming down like a mist. So I took my glasses and I put them inside of my granddaughter's little pocket right there on her hoodie. Now, mind you, in the midst of, I didn't even think about it no more. So while I was pumping the gas, I was cleaning my windows and, you know, throwing away all the trash in the car, you know, that we didn't have as we was riding and everything. And in the midst of me throwing away all the trash and all that different other kind of stuff, I started looking for my glasses. I had them completely and totally slip my mind that I had put my glasses in my granddaughter's pocket. And so in the midst of it, I said, oh my goodness, maybe I left them inside of the bathroom. So I goes back inside of the gas station. I'm looking in the bathroom, and it was a lady in there cleaning the bathroom. And I had asked her, she said that she didn't see them. And then they called the manager, you know, and there was some glasses up in the front. And it was like, is these it? I was like, no, they was some black Versace's. And then the lady looked at me and she was like, oh no, they gone. I said, well, they ain't going to be happy with them because they prescriptions and they got bifocals in them. I say, so they won't be happy with them, just like that. And then so I went back, I was like, oh my goodness, I done lost my glasses. And so I was kind of upset. I was kind of upset because, you know, I had more glasses in my car than I could drive, you know, and ride with. And so my daughter had called me in the midst of it. And so in the midst of her calling me, she was trying to tell me what was going on with some things that she had learned or had experienced while she was on the phone. And so I was telling her about before she got even a chance, I was like, girl, I lost my doggone glasses. I said, that's the only pair of black glasses I got. And such kind of talking and just a fussing, talking and fussing. I said, you know what I say? I don't know if that lady, you know, that was cleaning the bathroom saw them or not, or she left them, I say. But then, you know, it was a lot of Amish people in there too. I say, they probably, you know, one of them probably grabbed them. I say, because, you know, they just desire and love to want to experience things in the world and all that stuff. And so I got to talking, and then as I was riding, after I got off the phone with her, when I was riding, the Lord got to talking to me. He got to talking to me about healing. Okay? Now, in the midst of him talking to me about healing, he got to talking to me about the things that I had experienced in my past. So the things that I experienced in my past, because folks done stole this from me, or they done took this from me, or they done did that, or they done did this. And And so in the midst of it, it caused me to judge or even point the finger and wag the head. And then so as I was writing, I told my daughter, I said, you know what I said? No, man, I've lost designer glasses before. I say, I'll get another pair. It doesn't matter. I say, I'm finna put on some MKs now anyway, so it really don't even make no difference. And so I was just talking to her. And then so in the midst of it, when I had got off the phone with her, I got to thinking again. Now, mind you, I didn't talk to her twice. I got to thinking again, and then I said, I just broke out, and I did what the Lord told me to do. I did what the Lord told me to do in the Bible, okay? He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. So I broke out, and I did tell y'all I had forgotten all about this, and I was accusing some certain folk about taking them because I had went in the public bathroom. And so in the midst of it, I just was riding and I just broke out just like this. Now, mind you, this is what he was saying this morning, how we allow our natural eyes and our natural hearing to dictate our decisions or our opinions. It makes us to, you know, say different. You understand what I'm saying? So I broke out and I said this. I said, Lord, I said, what in the world is my glasses at? Instantly, he say, in your granddaughter's pocket. Just like that. So this is what I said to her. I say, Renaya, look in your pocket. She looked, say, what pocket? I say, your pocket on your jacket. She looked in there, she said, Gama. I said, what? She said, your glasses right here. I say, the Lord just told me that they was right there. Now, mind you, I had went through all the process, went through all the different other stuff, and all I had to do was simply ask the Lord. So how many times we have not asked the Lord? The name of the sermon today is Healing Purpose is Our Destiny. That's the name of the sermon. Healing Purpose is Our Destiny. It's our destiny to be healed, y'all. It may be some things, some situations, some concerns, some all kind of challenges that we didn't have or even experience that we need to be healed from. We need to be healed even from some stuff that we did that we haven't even forgiven our own self from. We need to be healed even in our minds. We need to be healed in our hearts. We need to be healed in our bodies. We need to be healed in our speech. Because it's even some things that we said and some things that folk have said to us that it dug all the way to the very core. And we can't get over it or we can't get past it. So he been talking to me about us being healed. How many times have we tried to heal our own self? You know what? I'm not going to even deal with that person no more. I get over it and I get past it eventually. That's what we say. So now we're trying to heal ourselves. But then when we see that person or whatever, it's several things that can take place. That rage or that anger rise up in us again. Or either we ducking and hiding and trying to avoid them. Or either it's all kind of stuff that we can act nice, nasty. We can fake and act like we okay and we not. It's several things that can happen in the midst of us trying to perform self-healing. What about in our bodies? I'm just going to go to the doctor and get some Tylenol because you know what? And I'm going to give y'all another example. My God sister, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, she kept on telling me, she said, my foot hurt. I said, girl, you probably need to go to the doggone doctor. She said, I ain't going to no doggone doctor. I'm just going to go and buy me an ACE bandage and wrap my feet up. This is our self-healing because we think that we could do it. Oh, I'm constipated. When in actuality, we may have some intestinal issues going on, but we'll just go and get a laxative. So she kept on saying, every day it was getting worse and worse. She's saying, I put a shoe on. Oh my goodness, when I put a shoe on, it's in there. I have to take that shoe off. So I'm walking around with no shoe on, and I got this ACE bandage on, and it ain't even really helping me. It ain't such. So she's telling me all this different other kind of stuff. And then so I say, go to the doctor. I said, just go to this urgent care. Go to that. She said, okay, I'm riding past one now. Let me go in here. Why her foot broke in four different places? She trying to self. Her foot broke in four different places. Now, mind you, they gave her the boot. Put that ace bandage back on there that she had. Gave her the boot so that it could try to heal. Well, she ain't really been wearing the boot. She only wear the boot when she going somewhere. She don't wear it when she at home. And so when I was there over this past week, I said, you walking mighty funny. She said, because my foot still hurting. She said, they done gave me the boot. I'm just going to take some medicine. So she wound up going to the foot doctor again while I was there. And in the midst of her, why she done broke it in another place? And instead of them just putting on the boot, they gave her that hard steel plastic thing for to keep it. I said, because she ain't been keeping the boot on. So we try to self-heal ourselves. We do it in any and every, suffering with migraines. So I used to suffer with migraines, okay? I thought it was migraines, but in actuality, it wasn't. When I did wind up, and I was self-medicating myself, think, you know what, I'm just going to take this, and then I'm going to lay down and relax. And so. When in actuality, I had a cyst on my brain. Y'all understand what I'm saying? We always try to heal ourselves. Or we try to go to the doctor and get healed. The doctors can only give you something to help to maintain the healing, but the healing only comes from God. The healing comes from God. It could be a mental disorder. It could be healing from somebody you thought betrayed you, or somebody you thought hurt you, or healing. Let me give y'all that example again. The Bible declares that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. Every time they whipped him across his back with that whip. I need y'all to understand. It wasn't just a regular whip that they was beating him across his back with. On the end of that whip, it had something like pointed stakes or spikes on it. So every time that whip hit him, it tore his flesh open. Guaranteed, his flesh was hanging off the whip. So if we are healed by his stripes, don't we know that some of these things that hurt us, and that person that rejected us, that person that betrayed us, that person that violated us, that person that lied to us, that person that lied on us, that person that tried to defame you, don't you know it's going to tear you apart? It's going to tear you apart. It's going to tear you apart in some ways where you cannot self-medicate yourself by separating, by thinking you're going to have communication, by believing that this is going to happen and that it's going to happen, because we don't have that kind of power. Why are we still sick? Why are we so unhealthy? Why are we so unhealthy in our relationships? Being as marriage, friendships, on our jobs with people that we communicate with. How about with our own selves? Do you know we practice unhealthy rituals with our own selves when we actually stand in a mirror and call ourselves ugly? Or I'm this, or I'm not that. That's unhealthy. That's unhealthy for what? Your emotional state, because it would damage your self-esteem. It would damage you in ways that you saying it to yourself that you think everybody else is thinking the same way. Because what a man thinketh, so shall he be. Let's go to the book of Zechariah. It's an Old Testament. Let's go to the book of Zechariah. We get so distracted and so messed up with the cares of this world and this life until we cannot be healed within our own selves, because there's so many times and so many things and so many situations that we have experienced and came up against us, and we keep on pressing and we keep on pushing and we keep on trying, and then we get to a place of tired of waiting. And so in the midst of us tired of waiting, we trying to make things happen on our own. We get all messed up inside of our hearts, even towards people, towards situations, because this thing ain't working out, or I've been waiting too long. Where's our healing? Healing purpose is our destiny. We was designed to be healed. If our purpose of if it was not designed for us to be healed, why do you think he wrote the Ten Commandments? Why do you think he gave us all these laws and these concepts? Why do you think he keep on trying to tell us now what was working for them then was not working? It wasn't working, so he had to send Jesus so that he can work it out. It's some things that need to be worked out of us instead of us thinking we need to be worked on. God's still working on me. No, he need to work something out of you. He's still working on me. He ain't done with me yet. No, he sure ain't, because he got to purge. He got to prune. He got to get all kind of stuff up out of us that is down in the inside of us. And it's only down in the inside of us because we won't let it go. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. In the midst of you getting yellow sheets of paper and red pens, I want you to write down all this stuff. I want you to write down all this stuff. We're going to go to the book of Zechariah. I want you to write down all this stuff that causes you to go into that place. The book of Zechariah. Healing purpose is our destiny. Healing. What is healing? It's to make sound or whole. It's to make well again. It's to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. It's to restore to original purity or integrity. It's to bring about recovery from. I'm going to say it again. What is healing? It's to make sound or whole. He's talking about the man right there. I'm mad because sometimes our mind is not in a place of soundness and it ain't whole, because we all discombobulated because of that thing or that situation, that concern, or either that experience or that challenge that we have already came up against us, or that person. We ain't got no sound. I ain't got no sound thoughts about you because you done went and told that lie, and then you tried to recruit other people to believe that lie. So I ain't got no soundness inside of my mind emotionally, that even when I think about these things, I'm thinking about you in a way that's causing me not to be sound. It's to make well again. I'm not well. I'm not well because of that thing, that situation, that concern, or that problem that happened, or that thing they done. I'm not well. I'm not well within my body. They told me this and they told me that. Don't you know that we can be healed by his stripes? We are healed from any sickness, disease, any mental, emotional, any kind of sickness that we have. I'm not well. It's to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. I ain't got over that thing that you did to me when you rejected me. I ain't got past that thing that you said. I ain't got that. And mind you, 90% of the time when things are said to us, we only pick out certain words that we want to hold on to. So this is why we can't overcome something. This is why we can't overcome. To restore to original purity or integrity. My thoughts ain't pure towards you because of how you treated me. My thoughts are that. So we're talking about healing. We want to get healed to bring about recovery. For I have not recovered and came to myself when all y'all, like on the color pepper, they all sat around and they just, everybody didn't see that movie. We as people, we have to get to a place or to a point to understand what healing is, because a lot of us think and believe that healing is just in our bodies. when we got some kind of afflictions or a headache. No, we need healing from old stuff. We need healing from what that person said or did, what my mama said or what she didn't do. We need healing from what my brother did, how we was violated, that rejection. We need healing from that person. I remember I was working at this job and I had just moved to Savannah, Georgia, me and my kids. And I ain't know nobody down there. And so in the midst of it, I had got a job. I had got to do what the first job I had got. I was a housekeeper at the Marriott Hotel. I only worked there for about a week because they called me for the job that I wanted. And I was a dental assistant for to do root canals and stuff. And so in the midst of it, because I was the only black person there, and the other dental assistant, she was a white lady, and in the midst of it, she tried to sabotage my job. And so she went and told him something, the boss something, or what. It just was a big old mess. And so she flat out told me, sitting down outside, we was eating lunch, she flat out said, she said, you know, us as white people, and I just got to be real with you, we are intimidated and feel inferior towards black people because black people are so talented and they just learn stuff without even going to school for it. So in the midst of her saying this, now this was way before I even figured or thought, because I always look for the good in people. I never thought that she was going to try to sabotage my job or whatever. And so in the midst of it, she just started doing little video stuff and trying to set me up. And then he would come and ask me, so I was like, I didn't do that. Or to, you know what I'm saying? It just was a big old mess. And so I wind up telling her, and in the midst of me, in the midst of her sabotaging my job, I didn't realize the trick and the devices that the enemy would use to get you to self-sabotage your own self. And so I went to her and I told her, I said some things to her. I said, I see what you're trying to do. I say, so I just need you to be careful. I say, because I have children and I need my job. And so in the midst of it, what I had said to her was really an underhanded threat. You know what I'm saying? And so she went and told him. And she was just scared. I would have been too after what I had said to her. You understand what I'm saying? And so he fired me. He fired me because I threatened, which was her intention anyway. Because of, but me not recognizing certain other things. And so as I was riding, the Lord brought that to my memory. Now mind you, I was in my 20s when this happened. I'll be 58 in a few more months. Why did he bring that to my attention? He said, because you have not yet healed from the trauma of somebody else sabotaging you. So in the midst of him having me praying this morning, this is what he had me pray. I said, Lord, I say, help us to heal from other people trying to defame us or either trying to make us look like or make us have a bad reputation. He had me to pray, Lord, help us to heal from when people lie and even try to convince other people to believe a certain. He had, now mind you, I'm in the midst of me praying all this stuff, he's showing me what I still was not healed from. And so in the midst of me not being healed from that, I still, when certain other things happen or certain situations come upon me, I'm still like, you know what, why do people do, I don't be doing nothing to fool. So he said, because you still has not been healed from this. So when this happens, so why are you allowing to still happen to me, Lord? Why? Because this is what we ask God. Why do this always happen to me? Why people always, or why they say this or that? And he said, because you ain't been healed from that trauma. We may not think it's not trauma, or it don't traumatize us because it's such a small thing. Or a little thing, or something mediocre, or it ain't a big deal. That's what we say, it ain't a big deal, but really it is. Because guess what? It's a strain on our brain because we have not yet overcame it. We got past it. And then when something else happened or something else occurred, oh, I forgave him for it. Yeah, but I can't forget. This what somebody told me this a few weeks ago. This is what they said to me. I brought up we was in conversation and I brought up something that was done to me. And I said, I forgave. That, well, why are you bringing up? Because you ain't forget. Listen, there's only one person that I know that could forget. And that's God. He said, I will forgive you your sins and throw them in a sea of forgetfulness. How many times have we seriously forgave somebody, but it's hard for us to forget what they did, or how often they did it, or how deep it buried me, pulled that skin off my back, put a strain on my brain. I forgave, but I, Lord, help me to forget. How easy is it for you to forget that trauma from somebody that you love oh so much? And this is what he's talking about today. Healing. We need to be healed from some stuff, because the very thought causes us to be sick in our mind and we crying. The very thought causes us to be sick in our mind and we raving mad like a bull, baby. Rage, anger. How many times we have conjured up, premeditated how we approach that thing if we approach that person. We're talking about healing. We're talking about healing even from our own regrets. I shouldn't have did this and I should have did it, so I regret doing this. No, you need to heal from your own regrets. What is that? Forgive yourself. What? We need healing, y'all. We need healing that we may be able to move on. So when that situation, that concern, that problem, or whatever arises in our lives again, it won't alter our actions. Because when we not heal, we don't be responsible for our actions. And then after it's all over, we sit there and we be like, I can't believe I did that. I know I didn't. I can't believe. Wind up in jail. Fit to go to jail, y'all. To prison. I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Because I wasn't healed. I wasn't healed. And then when it happened to me again, it triggered something that caused me to be emotionally unstable, that even in the midst of me doing it, I thought it was okay. I thought it was right. There was no logic that nothing and nobody could tell me to calm me down or stop me. We even, what I said earlier, we go to the point of even saying, I'm okay and fake at it, and then go right around it. Because we something else. Healing. The name of the sermon today is healing. Purpose is our destiny. It's our destiny to be healed. What is purpose? To have in mind as a goal. Something that one hopes or intends to accomplish. It's an action for which a person or thing is specially fitted or used for which a thing exists. Don't you know that our healing was intentionally purposed for us? That's why Jesus was sent down here. We cannot be healed if we keep on holding on to stuff. That's why I want y'all to write down this stuff on the yellow sheets of paper and red pens. We cannot get healed from sickness in our bodies if we don't believe or think that God can do it. We cannot be healed from them old ties and them soul ties that got us entangled and in web, and we stuck to a spider web where we cannot be free. Sometimes we get so stuck inside of our hurt that we cannot even move on, let alone overcome, that we even reject or deny the very thing or person that God has in our life to help us to heal, because we still holding on to the hurt. Did y'all get that? I need to repeat it again. Sometimes we need to simply just let go. Not of stuff, but some folk. How can you be healed from the brokenness when they still breaking you. Come on, somebody. You can't. It's just piling up and making the wound deeper and deeper and deeper. It's making it deeper and deeper and deeper. I told y'all sometimes it's really okay to turn around and walk away. It's really okay to say enough is enough. Do we actually self-sabotage our own selves and hurt our own selves by allowing certain things, tolerating certain things? Yes, the Lord say tolerate one another and be patient with one another. But didn't he say be fools? He said, I wouldn't leave you ignorant. That's letting you know I don't want you to be a fool. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now listen to this. This is what folks say. If they love you, they won't hurt you. Is that what you believe? Because love hurts. Love hurts. I don't understand that, Pastor. Well, let me help you out. Anything or anybody that love you, they're going to hurt you in some form or some fashion. It does not mean stay in an abusive relationship. You could love me and love somebody else. Okay? I could come and do something to you, and that other person could do the same thing that I did to hurt you. What I did, you can forgive me. But what they did, and it was the exact same thing I did, you can't forgive them. Why? You know I gotta love them for the forgive that. Y'all get it? Love hurts. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. Love hurts. Ain't that that scripture? Love covers a multitude of sins. In other words, love hurts. Ain't that that scripture? That's that scripture. I ain't making this stuff up. When I say love hurts, it hurts. Because if it didn't, it wouldn't tell you love covers a multitude of sins. What are sins? Transgressions, iniquities, any and everything that's unrighteous, any and everything that's wicked and evil. So I'm doing wicked and evil stuff all towards you and such, but because you love me, you've forgiven me of my sins. Don't love hurt. It's the book. I ain't making this up. Love hurts. It hurts. But how can we get over that unhealthy thing? That unhealthy situation? We need to heal, y'all. We ain't healed. We not healed from none of this stuff. We not healed. And so that's why we still walking around the way that we are. Bitter, mad, and evil. Healing purpose is our destiny. What is destiny? It's a predetermined course of events, often held to be an irresistible power or agency. It's a state or end that seemingly has been decided beforehand. I gave y'all a scripture a couple of weeks ago that our lives was preordained and predestined even before we came into existence. Any and everything that's happening to you was intentional. It had to happen so that you can learn something. So that you can experience something and that you may be able to understand that you are overcomers. You have the victory already. How? How could you say that we got the victory and I'm in this situation right now? I can't, and I've been in here for some years. I've been in that because you haven't allowed yourself to be victorious. Because you're still thinking that you got to be in that place. What a man thinking, so shall he be. You trying to work it out and you can't. It ain't working out for you. You're not acknowledging the Lord in all your ways. Let's see if that way I gave y'all an example of how he told me. And in the midst of it, I said, well, Lord, what is that? He said, in your granddaughter's eye. That just blew me out. I had went in there and stole. I had been told the lady, I say, I just was in this bathroom. You was cleaning it up. You ain't seen nothing. And the Amish people was in here. It just was a mess. Because of what I thought, what I saw, and what I believed by my vision. I'm not healed. Why you not healed? Because you still going by what you see. Or what you been, when all you, well, all I had to do was just simply ask. Why we won't just simply ask? Because 90% of the time we know a person gonna lie. I ain't gonna ask because I just know you're gonna lie. Let's just go to the next thing. Why are we not healed from relationships? And it could be a friendship. It could be something that was done or said, and I did all I could do. How we sacrifice so much? Don't y'all know we're sacrificing our own freedom? Right up in here. You can't do it on your own by not talking to that person. And we in the store. You know how you do. Ran down so many aisles so many times because I wanted to. I mean, seriously. Or you pull up next to somebody and you like, I'm just going to look for it. I ain't even going to look over there. I'm going to act like they ain't even there. This is reality. Look at our phone. Oh, we don't want them to know. We want to send them to the voicemail. So we just going to let it ring and go to the voicemail on its own. I mean, we a mess. We a mess. Or we look at just, I don't want to deal with that today. I'll call them back later. Never get to the later. Seriously. We are not healed. We are not healed, y'all. How easy is it to get healed? So I'm going to try to do it on my own. Lord, if I see that person, I'm just, now we done premeditated how we're going to, and then don't want me to tell you how you know you ain't healed because you faking it. You mad, but you faking. That's fake. But you mad. Why you can't just go and face it so that you can be healed? Listen to this. The Bible says that if you got an order or something against your brother or sister, you're supposed to go to them and talk about the thing. And then if they don't want to accept it, you're supposed to bring somebody else as a witness so that it could be, you know. And then say if you don't, then you go to the church, mean go to God. You understand what I'm saying? Then there's another scripture in the Bible. See, this is how we get here and say, confess your faults one to another. And then pray for one another that you may be healed. We are not here. We don't want to confess that I got a problem with you. I'm just not going to deal with you. I ain't going to call you. And I'm mad at you right now. I pray to God I don't see you. I'll run across you. So we ain't healed. We ain't healed when we go to our job and our supervisor offended us. Or the person that's over us, they done offended us. And I'm just going to go ahead and do my job. And she better not say nothing to me. Because I ain't here for her. I'm here for this paycheck. You see what I'm saying? Or how about when you in school? I remember when I was going to, when Lord told me to go back to school, I couldn't do that online stuff. I had to go. I wasn't going to go. So I went to the class. Had a problem with one of the people in there. And so I had to address it. I had to address it because I did not want to be walking around, you know, all smugged up and being fake. That, you know, that's the worst. Because I was not healed. Why wasn't I healed? We got to get healed from some stuff that traumatized us even as kids that we may be able to deal with folk now as adults. That's why I'm telling y'all to write all this stuff down. We're going to the book of Zechariah. Stop trying to do it on your own. The book of Zechariah chapter 4. I'm only going to read one scripture because I've been talking a whole lot. I'm only going to read one scripture. Just one. Zechariah chapter 4. The book of Zechariah is talking about Zerubbabel. He was rebuilding the temple. And in the midst of him rebuilding the temple that they had destroyed in war and all that stuff, he needed certain other things. He needed some supplies. He needed some help. He needed some people to come and do some stuff. He needed some skilled workers. He needed somebody for to write the plans. And he needed some stuff. And so he also needed money. I'm just paraphrasing and I'm giving y'all some history about coming up to this one scripture. And so in the midst of it, he was following the instructions of the Lord, but he still was being self-willed by wanting to do stuff on his own because he was overexerting himself. He was just doing too much. And even though he saw what other people was doing, if y'all read it, y'all read the whole book of Zechariah, you see what I'm talking about. So in the midst of it, y'all know, God always used parables and metaphors and stuff for the get us to really understand it. And so he has sent an angel to him, Zerubbabel, and the angel was asking him, "What do you see?" He's like, "Well, I see a candlestick, and I see this, and I see that, and it says that," but he was confused. How many times we see stuff and get confused? He's saying, "What do that mean?" And so the angels start telling them what it mean and everything, and start ministering to him. And then he said, "Okay, you told me what that part means. So what this part mean?" Because there's a lot of times and a lot of situations, concerns, and challenges that we're going to have in our lives that what we see and what we hear, we may not really understand what it is. But we just need to try not to do everything on our own. Because when we try to do everything on our own, we get exhausted. It drains us, not just mentally, but inside of our heart. I do this and I do that and then we think that if somebody else help or somebody else do this or do that, we can get more done. Because we only see the little that is being accomplished. Now let's go to the book. Zerubbabel, chapter 4, verse 6. As he was talking to the angel that the Lord sent, sometimes God asks us a question. You don't know what that is. You don't know what that means. He said, "Then he answered and spake unto him, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts." What is might? The ability to exert effort for the accomplishment of a task. That's us. It's the power, authority, energy, or intensity of which one is capable. Because we think by our might we can get it done. What is that might? It's that knowledge that you got when you went to school. You got that degree. You got the education. Or you've been doing it ever since you was a kid. So you done perfected it and you didn't even have to go to school. It's that talent or that gift that God gave you, that it is something natural, that it automatically comes. It is something that you have obtained, that you can accomplish something or get a task done. It's sitting in everything that you know. What you know. What you know. That's what might is. What is power? It's the ability to act or produce an effect. It's physical or mental might. It's the right or the means to command or control others. It's a natural ability of the mind or body. It's because you got power. You got to. Not only do I got might, I got the power. I got the power because I got the authority. I can speak those things as if though they were. I can do this and I can do that. And I can see. This scripture here is trying to let him know, what is the spirit? It's a supernatural being, which is God. See, a lot of things cannot happen by what you know or what you think you know, by the good degrees and by the gifts and the talents. A lot of stuff in our lives causes us to overexert ourselves because we want to accomplish something to get to that end where we think that we have, quote unquote, succeeded. Because we don't want to accept failure. So we try to do any and everything that we can to gain some information so that we can obtain that thing that we desire to have. Am I right or wrong? This is all our might. This is all our power. This authority that we want to walk in because of our might, our accomplishments. But the Bible says not by your might, not by your power. It's by his spirit only. See, it's a lot of times that I say it all the time. We got to take our hands off of it, step back and move to the side. And allow God to be God. Because you cannot change a person from doing you a certain type of way. And they keep on doing it. Not by your might, not by your power. By you not talking to them or seeing them or not dealing with them. Does not mean that you're doing it. It means you're doing it your way. It does not mean that they're going to stop doing it. So it's by the spirit of the Lord. You got to go to God about some things. You got to go to God about everything. It's not by your mind or not by your power. It ain't nothing that you accomplish, nothing that you think that you can do, or because I worked in this field before, or I did this, or I know, It could be all your knowing and all your thinking and all your knowledge that you think that you got, and it still is nothing without the Spirit of God. We need God in any and every area of our lives. It's not absolutely nothing that we could do on our own. We cannot get healed. You cannot heal yourself from that hurt that you got. Stop trying to think and believe that you can. You cannot heal your relationship with your siblings because you can't. How can that? So I told y'all before that they exiled me from my family and everything. And so in the midst of it, I was like, Lord, I said, I'm just going to reach out, you know, and tell her I love them. And, you know, and such still, they got been exiled, y'all. They are. So in the midst of it, let me tell you something. If that was anybody else, they would be feeling all messed up because they rejected. They'll be feeling all messed up because they ain't got no communication with this person or that person, or their family don't have any absolutely nothing to do with them. It'll be all messed up in the mind. Let me tell you how the healing take place in rejection. When you are rejected, don't you know it's for your own good? It's for your own good. Rejection is not because you are not worthy, or you are not beautiful, or you are not capable, or you are not this. It does not mean that. Rejection is because it is for your own good. You need to know that the Bible says this. Jesus was rejected. He was rejected all because he was telling the truth. He was rejected because he showed love and they couldn't accept it. They did not even recognize it. He was, the Bible declares, and I'm paraphrasing, y'all read the book, it's in there. That everything that he experienced, we're going to experience. So rejection is inevitable. So you can love somebody or want to be around somebody or whatever. You are going to get rejected from a job you apply for. Why would it make you feel some type of way? That rejection will put you in a place of depression and sadness? No. Go apply for another job. Why was I rejected from the job? First and foremost, we got to keep this in mind. Let me help you out with rejection. We got to keep this in mind right here. This is how we get healed from rejection. We got to keep this in mind. Okay, I applied for that job and they keep rejecting me. Every time I apply for a job, they keep denying me and keep rejecting. Why not? God already preordained and predestined my life before I came into existence. He said he got a plan for me that is good and not evil, that I have an expected end, a future. He got something purpose for me that I will succeed. Oh, they rejected me because that ain't what God got for me. He got something better for me. I think about when we first came down here, and can I use you as an example, Keith? I was thinking about when we first came down here, And right before we came down here, I kept telling her, I said, Keita, go and apply for jobs. Go and apply, you know, because, you know, we're going to the South. And this is what she said to me. Oh, I never have a problem with finding a job because I got a degree in this, a master's in this. And I said, Keita, her mind, her power. I said, don't it. So when we got down here, she kept trying to apply and then found a job, kept trying to apply and all this different other kind of stuff. Like, listen to this. Listen to this. This is such a good example. She was getting rejected until she wanted to keep count of the rejection, y'all. And I went in her office one day. I said, what you doing? She said, I've been just applying for jobs. And I got all these. She said, I printed out all the people who contacted me back. And they all are letters of rejection. Am I lying on you? She counted the rejection, y'all. I say, well, why you keeping that? She say, I don't know. I say, girl, throw that away. Why you holding on? See, we hold on to. Okay, that's one example. And so in the midst of, but not by her might, not by her power, but by the Spirit. So in the midst of it, she came on to, and then so she found a job, and it was at Panera Bread. And she was embarrassed. She said, I got two masters. And I got a job at Panera Bread, and they want me to clean tables. I ain't say nothing. I say, so is you gonna take? I have to. I don't have no money. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And so I say, apply for some other jobs. I say, but this time, when you apply, stop putting yourself higher than you think you are. Stop but trying to sell yourself talking about you can do something you can't. Because you got a master's. I say, see, you going in there and you seeing things and you doing it. I say, don't you know when the person that's hiring you, you can't outshine them. You think they're going to hire you? You got to be kidding me. She was putting in some more still. Going to work at Panera Bread. Baby depressed. Man, my feet hurt. I ain't been up. I mean, for real. And so, she found another job. And in the midst of her finding another job, she started complaining about that. And you know, it just, not by power, not by might, not by power, not by your might, not by your power. Again, that mentality, God got something. He already got something in store for you. But I got to have in my mind. I got to have in my mind of healing. So instead of rejecting the rejection, she embraced it. I don't care. You'll take that rejection in a relationship. You could be in a relationship and somebody could be with you and they could cheat on you. And in the midst of them cheating on you, you get to ask yourself, oh, am I not good enough? Am I not pretty enough? I do this and I do that. Why are they doing this? I sacrifice this and I say, then we get to looking in the mirror. Then we get to trying to change ourselves. Then we go over it all because of rejection. Now, one time did Jesus try to change himself for absolutely nobody. The Bible says that he was not even a fine man. And was rejected. It's okay to be rejected because I know God got something better for me. How about when I was rejected? I'm just going to talk about one of the rejections. In the midst of it, I said, Lord, I said, I thought you, this what he said, I spared you. I spared you in a nick of time because if I had allowed it to go any further, it would have destroyed everything that I put in you. Count it all joy, y'all, when you reject it on a job, in a relationship, by your family. I wouldn't have been able to walk in my destiny if my family had not rejected me. Now the Lord said he gonna reconcile me and my family. I got a phone call from my niece that I had not talked to in years. And this is what she said to me. She said, hey, auntie. I say, Norma? She said, yeah. She said, I just had to call you and tell you that I love you because I don't care what no other family say. I love you. You never did nothing to me. All you did was ever try to help me, such and such and such and such. You took my baby and you did such and such. She said, I love you and I want you to know that. And can't nobody change my mind. They got to say he's going to be a God of reconciliation. People would try. He had me praying this morning, binding, rebuking heresy and seditions. Because people try to recruit other people not to like you. They would try to defame you. They'll say bad stuff about you because they can't be you. They want to be you. They would try to sabotage a relationship, a close relationship that you got with folk because they desire that same relationship that you got with folk. Seriously. He had me praying this morning, right up there on that altar this morning. I say, why do people defraud other folk all for their own benefit? He said, because they not healed. You can show a person love that never ever received the kind of love that you showed them before. And because they don't know how to accept it, they will sabotage you. They will push you away. They will say all things. And you know where that come from? They don't intentionally want to do it. But they do it because they can't recognize it and fear of losing it. Afraid. Fear causes them to. We not healed, y'all. We need to be healed from all this stuff that we can receive it all. That God has already destined for us. Write down all this stuff that got you hurt. In your body, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your relationships, in your families, your marriages, your children. Baby, it's some things that our children have said to us that we ain't healed from. It's some stuff we done said to our children that they not healed from. It's some things that, listen. I can only use myself as an example. My mother's passed away to be 3 years this year on June 17th. And before my mother died, years before she died, maybe 10 years before she died, the Lord been having me to deal with her about all her lies. So, some lies that our parents need to face is so embarrassing to them. And so they'll keep lying about it. even if you got the proof in black and white. Baby, I got the proof in black and white. Because I like to prove stuff. Y'all know that. Y'all know I because the truth is what makes us free. So, I had to be healed from the lies of my own mama. And if God had not revealed these things to me and showed me these things at the appropriate time, I wouldn't have never been able to forgive her. And I forgave her decades before she even passed away. We are not healed by some lies our parents have said or done did. And some of them have went to their grave and we still wondering what's really the truth. We need to be healed from that. We need to be healed from that violation when we was younger. When we was violated sexually, mentally, emotionally. Because you could get violated emotionally. We need to be healed. Healing purpose is our destiny. God wants us to be healed from this stuff that we may know that we are overcomers. Oh, please, y'all, write this stuff down. He had me send up everything that's on the altar right now is all the stuff that I wrote down for myself before service started. Because I need him. I dare not sit up here and act or pretend like I got it all together. But what he has healed me from, I can edify you guys so that you can know it's possible. From the hurt of love. Oh, Jesus. Love hurts, y'all. It does. It hurts so good. What it say? It hurts so good to be loved so bad. And that's a song, ain't it? It hurts so good to be loved so bad. That job is a mess. And I think about all the songs that they used to make when I was coming. They don't even make love songs no more. All the songs was about love. I'm telling you. And what it's a song that keep ringing in my head, and I think they should have made it a gospel song. I do. It's by the something sisters. The song is, I just love that man, and I don't care what they say. You know what is it? It's something sisters, ain't it? I just love him, I love him, I love him, cause he treat me the way. I think that should have been a gospel song. The way I want to be treated when I need to be needed. When it comes to loving me, he's alright. I think that should have been a gospel song. They don't make love songs no more. Because love is what motions our oceans. It moves us. Love moves us to compassion and piety. If you ain't got love, you ain't got no compassion or piety for nobody. You don't feel sorry for nobody. You don't want to help nobody. So we need healing from that heartbreak. From that rejection. From that person that did when they should have done. We need healing, y'all. And Jesus came that we can be healed. Write down all these things. Not by your might. Not by your power. Because it ain't working out for you. You can't avoid it. You can't make them act right. You can't change anybody, but you got to lose some things. Lose some things on today that you can be healed. Either from your regrets, from the things that you thought or believed that you could have did different. Guess what? God wanted you to do just what you did, when you did it, how you did it, whether it was good or bad, evil or wicked, so that you could learn from it. He the only one that can heal you by his spirit. By his power, by his might, not yours. Because it ain't working. If you ain't got that thing, that job, that situation, it is not by your power, not by your mind. It's by God. I remember when the Lord had me to stop in the middle of the street, in the middle of traffic. Now all the while, back to Keita, while she was trying to find all these different other jobs and do all this and do all that and when she went to the Lord, that's when he allowed her to walk through the door that was already open for her. He has something better for her then that she's reaping now. I'm just saying. What? Why you thought? If you continue to read in the book of Zechariah, why so many of us despise small beginnings? Why you thought you was in that low, depressed state? He got something already planned for you. You know that? What she could not see then, she reaping now. Because he had a better plan for her. For what? Succession. Succession. Sometimes you just got to hold out. Don't nobody understand me. Don't nobody know this. And don't nobody. Everybody doing this. And then just hold on. You misunderstood because God understands. Now, did you get it? You may be misunderstood, but God understands. So you got to endure. You got to hold on. Because it ain't going to always be like that. It ain't going to always go this way. Don't be depressed, don't be sad, and please don't be afraid. Because while you in this state right now, baby, he gonna have you in a better state. Because he got a plan for you. You going through this right now that you may be able to see the light. Which is gonna be better than what you starting off at. This is just temporary. He said, after you have suffered for a little while. He didn't say, while you're suffering. Before, he said, after you have suffered a little while. He said, I'm going to make you perfect. And in order for some things to be perfected inside of your life, you got to keep doing it. I cannot be perfect in shooting pool if I don't keep practicing. So I got to keep going through some things for him to perfect me. Because that thing that I'm concerned about, he got to perfect it. So I can't let go right now. I got to hold on to the promises. Because if he promised me that this going to happen and that, it may not be happening right now because I'm struggling in my minds and in my thoughts. I cannot focus. I cannot get past it. I'm not getting the grades that I want. I'm not getting the reactions that I need. I'm not getting the wants that I desire. It may not, but I'm just, I know joy coming in the morning. This is just but for a little while. I'm just in this state for a season. It's my season to be in this state. Why is it my season? Because while I'm in this season, I'm trying to build up your faith in me. Because if I said it, it is just so. While you in this season, I'm trying to build up your confidence in yourself. That you know I'm the one that holds all the power in my hand. While you in this season right here, you need to know I can heal you in this season. How can I be healed? By simply leaning in me. We got to lean into God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not listen to your own understanding. I got to lean on the Lord. So I ain't gonna let go.
I can't let go of my faith.
Not of my faith. Because if I believe in any and everything that I see, I know I can believe in God even though I can't see. I believe in him because he has proven himself to me over and over again. And everybody in here can say that in some form or some fashion. God has proven himself to be so. He has proven himself to be a healer in any and every area of our lives. While we thought and believed that we couldn't get over it, baby, I remember I was so in love with this guy. Oh, Jesus. My kid's father. I was so in love with that joker, and to the very thought of me not being with him, I got weak in my knees, hit the floor, went in a fixed position, and started crying. The Lord said, you do know you love him more than you love me. You don't get weak in the knees for me. It was all for my good. He had to show me how it feels to be torn from the one that you love. Don't y'all know it tears him when we are drawn away from him? He had to allow me to experience that thing in that season that I may be able to recognize my error. If I did not recognize my error, I would not have never experienced the magnitude of the love that he has for me. So in the rejection, I'm okay with it. And that person walking away from me, I'm okay with it. You ain't got to walk. You can run if you want. Baby, run towards, run. Go right on ahead. And that job that did not give me what I thought I deserved, God saved you. Now, we settle for too much mediocre stuff. We think too mediocre of our own selves. We got to know our worth, and the healing can take place. We could be healed, y'all, today. Y'all write all that stuff down. As you get through writing it down, please bring it on the altar. Leave it on the altar. When you put it on the altar, just throw it down on that altar and leave it there. And then you stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Some things that you can't see God doing, he's doing it. He's doing it for me, you, him, her, thee, we, all of us. He working it out, y'all. He working it out. We was on the prayer line and Lisa, but please pray for her traveling mercy. She on the road headed back here. She was giving a testimony of how she had been trying to do stuff on her own. And in the midst of it, some things were said and she started judging and opinions. And, you know, just so I gave y'all my example, she was doing the same thing. And then the Lord, when she took her hands off of it, stepped back, moved to the side, then the Lord started allowing some things to take place. Now she didn't know that God was doing something behind the scenes. Kitty didn't know God was doing something behind the scenes for us. But he produced his best work while you was in the dark. Because if you had not been in the dark, you would not have even known what he was doing. You would have tried to make it happen like you did. But when you took your hands off of it, he manifested a thing that he had already performed for you way before you was formed in your mama's belly. See, everything that happened to us is perfect. So we could be healed. Your healing taking place now. Even concerning your own self. Even concerning your marriages, your homes, your lifestyle. I don't know why how I said that. Your lifestyle. He doing it all for each and every last one of us individually. You ain't got to think about giving up. Don't you know God is doing something for each and every last one of us that we are healed intentionally? Intentionally. Oh God, touch us, Lord, as we write these things down. Start praying for yourself if you're on the altar. If you still write things, you ain't got to hurry up. Take your time. Y'all know I'm never in a rush. I remember when they had to tarry with me, tarry for me. Jesus. Sometimes you got to sit back and let them work. You got to let go and let them work. And pray. Do it for us, God. Do it for us, God. You know what we need. You know what we need, God. You know what we need. You know how much of it we need. Oh, God, do it, Lord. Do it for us, God. Pray for yourself. Tell him all them problems and them concerns. Let him know about all that stuff that's a strain on your brain. Ask him to heal that stuff that you've been trying to heal on your own. Be it in your mind, in your relationships, in your marriage, in your body, in your heart. Do it, God. Work it out for us today, Jesus. Some of the stuff we still carrying that was traumatizing to us in our lives from old relationships, from rejection, from pain, from being bullied. You was picked on because you picked out. Don't fall apart, because God doing something for you that you don't even know. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch your people on today, Lord. You know each and every last one of us name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. You know what we go through, what we've been through, and what we are going to go through. Right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord, because there's a lot of things that we are experiencing in our lives, Lord, that we cannot understand, and we just don't know. All this stuff, Lord, we know you did it for our good, God, but while we're in the midst of it, we don't think it's good, God. We don't want to let go of some things. We don't want to let go of some folks. We don't want to let go of some situations, some concerns, Father. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be free, even within our own mind. Help us to be free even within our own hearts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so grudging or having animosity on today, Father God, from that thing that person did, or that stuff that they stole from us, Father God, whether it was our sanity, our integrity, Father God, or even our very sanity. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And give us a heart of absolution and even forgiveness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we can let go of that thing that we thought they should have did and they didn't do. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to understand what your love is, because your love covers a multitude of sins, God. Let our love cover a multitude of sins, God, and that we would not, Father God, hold on to these things, Lord. And even if you're co-shunning it like I see, let us learn from these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are trying to teach us through our experiences, that we will have patience and tolerance with one another, God, and not walk in our dignity, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be true and honest, Father God, in these things, Lord, because you said in your word, Lord, that if we got an ought against our brothers, our sisters, that we need to go to them and confess the things, Lord, not to point the finger, wag the head, or accuse, but simply to take accountability of our own actions, Lord, and then pray for one another that we may be healed, for the official fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you said in these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have the right attitude towards one another, the right heart towards one another, God. God. The right thought towards one another, Father God. I'm asking you to help your people to expound on this, Father God, that we may be able to join together, Lord, in the name of Jesus and be healed. We need to be healed, Father God, within our own selves, Father God, even concerning some regrets and some things, God, that we felt that we should or should not have done. Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, because our healing, your healing purpose is our destiny. It's our destiny to be healed, Father God, in any and every area of our bodies, God. It's not no doctors. It's not no specialists, Father God, no surgeons. It is you that give the healing, Father God. You were the first surgeon, Father God. You are the one to regulate the mind, so we don't need a local something. You are our psychologist and our psychiatrist. Lord, you are our provider, Father God, in the name of Jesus, while we think and believe that we need to be healed and our credit and stuff need to be restored. Lord, you are our creditor. You are any and everything that we need you to be and do in our lives, Lord. Lord, any and everything that we are experiencing, Father God, it is for our good. And even though we may not want to accept it now, God, I'm asking you to remove the hardness of the heart that we may be able to recognize, Father God, that you got a greater plan for us that is good and it is not evil. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in here, Father God, because I know, Lord, that if you did it for me, I am living proof. I am living proof, Father God, of what you could do in any and every area of everybody's lives, Father God. I know that you are a healer physically, Father God, because you have healed me from multiple things, Father God, even diseases that they say was incurable, God. You have completely and totally healed me, Lord. I believe it when you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed, God. I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you can heal me from any old hurts, Father God. Oh, God, I need to go something that I can see. Because you did it for me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I will have compassion and bind you from what you can see. From that very person that hurt me and defamed me, Father God, and talked about me and lied on me, God. I know that you are a healer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in the mind, God, that you would even regulate the mind when I thought I couldn't do it, God. When you made me go back to school, I was like, Lord, I don't want to go, Lord. You regulated my mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, when I thought and believed that I could not get a Rafioko something, a passing grade, Lord. You did it, God. It was not by my mind and by my power, but it was by your spirit, God. I'm asking you to allow your spirit, Father God, to enter into the hearts and the minds and the thoughts of your people, Father God, that they may know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that is your spirit, Father God, that holds all the power, God. You are a spirit, for God is a spirit. You don't want to hold all power in your hand, Father God. It's by your power, by your might, by your spirit, not ours, our own, Father God. Nothing that we accomplish on our own. It is you, Father God, for you are the reason for. You are, Father God, the very essence of our being. You are the epitome of our creation. Oh, God, touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to realize and recognize, Father God, that your hands are not short and neither are they slack, that you are capable and able to do all things, God, because there is absolutely nothing that is impossible with you. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand in the gap for one another, as I'm touching and agreeing with any and every prayer and everything that they're putting on the altar, God, everything that they're speaking out to you, God, whether it be audible or even in their very thoughts, Father God. I'm standing in the gap, touching and agreeing with your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would do that thing that you have already declared and decreed and predestined even before we became into existence. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people would know, Father God. Let not your people, Father God, be so anxious for nothing. Do it for them on today, Father God. Change that thing that they thought was unchangeable. Fix that thing that they thought was unfixable. Restore that thing, Father God, that they thought could not be restored. Help, Father God, in that thing where they thought was no help. Restore the hope on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give your people the leverage that they need, even in their very thoughts, that they will be balanced, Father God, and they will not allow their notions to run wild with them. Help on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to do these things, God, because we know that you are the only one that is capable. Do it for our families, God. Do it in our marriages. Fix it. Do it in our bodies. Only you could do it by your power, your might, your spirit, not by our power, not by power, not by my, nothing that we could do on our own, but by you, God. We got some problems and some troubles, Lord. You say, let not our heart be troubled, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to cast all our cares at your feet right now. Everything that troubles us, Lord, we're going to give it to you, because we're not going to allow the troubles to trouble us, God. Because you told us and declared that we don't have to. Oh, God, by his stripes we are healed. We heal from the troubles in the families. We heal from the troubles in the marriage. We heal from the troubles in the bodies. We heal from the troubles in our finances. We heal from the troubles of our children. We heal from the troubles of our grandchildren. We heal from the troubles in our love lives. We heal from the troubles on our jobs. We are healed. I claim healing on today. Claim your healing today. Oh, mama, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. From any childhood hurts, something that our mother said or she did, or something our father said or did, what they didn't do, heal us today. From any and everything, Father God, oh God, remove any regrets on today, God. Help us to forgive our own selves, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because any and everything that happened, and we be a kasonokoshi, it was intentionally purposed. Give us a heart of absolutions and forgiveness on today, God, that we would not be grudging, having animosity, rage, anger, pointing finger, wagging the head, being judgmental, or even opinionistic. Give us that heart of absolutions on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and forgiveness, that we may be able to love out of a pure and sincere heart. Remove any chameleon suits on today. Remove the masks, Father God, that we will not have to pretend or fake. Help us to have the courage that we need, Father God, that we will not walk in fear, Father God, of facing some things, God. Give us the courage that we need, Father God, to take accountability and even acknowledge some things, Lord, that you may be able to heal us in that area of fear. Complete the work that you've begun in the inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be walking around in partiality, Father God. Make us whole, because you are the only one that can do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, give us hope on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in that area, in that place where we were hopeless. Remove that spirit of loneliness on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and fulfill your people, God. Fill up that void and that emptiness, and knowing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You are with us even into the very end of the world. So while we thinking and believing that we are alone and that nobody is there, Father God, you are there. Let your people know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are carrying us, Father God, through the trying times, Lord. Through the fire, God. Through the storm that's raging and beating up against us. Oh God, help us to know and understand these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not think and believe, Father God, that you are not capable of settling the storm. You can tell that wind to be still. You can move that mountain. You can flatten that hill. Oh God, do it for your people on today. Oh, my mind, in the local shine, in the lacasia. Do it on today, Father God. Oh, my mind, in the local shia. Lord, you give us brand new mercy each and every single day, all day, Lord. And you give us grace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Be calling in the local shana. Oh, God, I'm asking you to continue to show your mercy and your grace, because you said that it is sufficient for us, Father God. It is more than enough for us, Lord. Help us to be able to accept it on today. Help us to be able to accept your way, your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. Help us to accept your will, your way, your way, your purpose, and your plan, God. Help us to accept your will, your way, your way, your way, your way, your way, God. Help us not to be self-willed, Father God. Help us not to be self-righteous. Help us not to be prideful. Remove any and everything from our hearts and our minds that is not like you, God. Because you ain't got no room to dwell in an unclean temple. So clean out our temples on today, Father God, which is our hearts. Remove any jealousy, envy, backbite, tailbearing, covetous, lavishness, malicious, and debate, hate. Any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking. Remove any hateful thinking, point our finger away in our head, pride, haughtiness, daintiness, Father God. Remove any and everything that causes us to be easily beset it, Lord. Remove the scales of our eyes that we could clearly see, and uncork our ear gates that we could clearly hear. Oh God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to accept your spirit in all, and not just in some, God. Help us on today, God. Oh, God. I'm asking you to do it on today, Lord. Because only you can. Only you can, God. Oh, my mind, little locus, I'm little like I see. And in every sickness in the body. Oh, God. Do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So teach and every last one of us individual.
You can't tell.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because Jesus has given
He's so merciful to us, y'all. And He's so kind.
So
oh, my man, you know, look, oh,
and I read it too.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
You think that with Jesus on your side, He's against the people.
Thank you, Jesus.
What He did for me was more than this.
I know He's able to do some things. Because I know what He has done for me. I'm living proof, y'all.
He gave me identity.
I'm telling you.
And that's what the mercy
is. And He has no respect of persons. If He did it for me, I know He'll do it for you. Jesus, Jesus. God is so gracious. He is so gracious. And He shows us so much mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Know that God is any and everything that you need Him to be. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
I have no need or want for anything.
I want y'all to listen to these words.
And complete in Christ.
It can help you to heal today.
It brings me to tears.
I have stood in a gap for you. I have prayed. Pray for yourself. It's time to release and give God all this stuff.
I have to cry, but I'm sorry.
Because I'm living proof. Jesus, of His mercy. Do it, God.
What the mercies of God can do.
If you knew me,
if you knew me then,
you believe me now.
I remember when I tried to kill myself because I didn't thought I was worthy. Y'all don't know. But His mercies showed me. So I could tell y'all the story today. How I overcame some things. How I was able to get past some things and forgive some folk that was unforgivable. And I'm free from it. I'm healed. Because of some things I did, some things I said, some ways I acted. It wasn't them. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about me. Healing is our purpose, y'all. It's our destiny. Overcame the things in my body. Because the power of his blood, I told y'all about that earlier. I thank God for that mercy. I thank God for that grace. We could be healed today, y'all. Seek God for your own healing individually. Within your own heart. Within your own mind. Free yourself today through the blood of Jesus. Because we allowed to tell the story. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to touch each and every prayer that's on this altar. The petitions that we made known, God, I'm asking you to lift it up off the hearts of your people. The ones that's on the walls, Father God, that we have put up there years ago. The ones that's down in the inside of our hearts, Father God, that we never mentioned. I'm asking you, Father God, to consider removing it on see, removing the hidden motives and any hidden intentions, God, that us your people, Father God, will walk in the freedom through your blood. Touch each and every individual that's on the altar, Father God, as we release and give these things unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you are the only one that is capable and even able to see about us your people. You know what we need and even what we don't need. Because you are God all by yourself. You are God all by yourself. Any and everything that we need, God. Oh, mama, nerokoshi. Any oko san nerolaka shan neroko hostia. Manifest your goodness. Manifest your goodness in our lives, Lord. Because you're the only one that can do it. It's not by our power. It's not by our might. But by your spirit. God is a spirit. You, God. You, God. Oh, God, we tell you we love you on today. We want you to know that we appreciate you, Father God, for the good as well as the bad. And even though the bad may put us in a place of discomfort and we don't want to go through it, we thank you for it because you know what is best for us. We thank you for teaching us and showing us, God. We thank you for that mercy and that grace is so sufficient. Lord, we ask you to answer these prayers and all others. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated if you want. Thank you, Jesus. Healing. You got to know that God is. The Bible says that they that come to him must come to him believing that he is. You got to believe that he is. And that he is capable and able to do any and everything that you need him to do, you want him to do, or you desire for him to do. You got to know it. That's how we get results. I love you guys so much. I hope there was something saying on today that'll help encourage you guys to understand the process of healing. And then it's our destiny to let go and to release stuff. We're going to get ready to. Get our tithes and our offering. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is. Y'all got to know that God is. is. I was listening to this song when I was riding. God is so gracious. And I just got to cry. Cause that man right there, he never ceases to amaze me. And out of all the stuff that he done shown, and he still amazes me. That man right there. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I want y'all to hold these waters up. He want me to pray for the water. Dear God in heaven, this is your elements. These are your elements, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that as we get ready to digest these things, ingest these things, Lord, that you will purify our bodies and our blood. I bind and rebuke every blood disorder on today. Sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, leukemia, any and all blood disorders right now. I bind and rebuke all blood disorders right now in the name of Jesus. Give us some water. These are your elements, God. I'm asking you to help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will purify our bodies on today, God, that any impurities will be flushed out our kidneys or our livers on today, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that you can. You're the one who created it. Everybody, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, that you will help us, Father God, to believe that you are. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I just got all my stuff checked maybe about a month ago, and the doctor's even amazed. He said, I preserve you. I thank God he is. I thank God he is. Doctor's like, we want to take these tests because you got a history of this and this and such, 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 such. Say, baby, I'm a woman of faith, and God is. And then when she was in there, she said, well, I want to check anyway. So I let her. than me. When he asked me, do you trust me? And throw all that medicine away. If you do, I trust that he, God is a baby angel. And I ain't got to take no Coumadin. I ain't got to take no Lovenox. But God is. So what you checking for? Now, I already told you, but if you want to get the money from my insurance company, go ahead. Because God is. I just believe God. If he said it, it is so. I speak healing in our minds, in our bodies, in our lives, our finances, our children. I speak healing in our relationships, our marriages, on our jobs. I speak healing in any and every area that pertains to us individually. And all I'm going to say is God is, because I believe God. I do. I just believe God. I do.
I am what you created me to be.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Every possibility in me must manifest. Somebody lift up your hands and say it's time for me to manifest.
No, get ready to get our ties up. I'm going to hold y'all no longer. I know y'all saying Pastor be talking to me. It's a people that gave me their ties and offering for when we come. Make sure that pay this stuff. Please, you guys. All y'all ties and offering up in here.